Hebrews chapter 11, as we stand at our feet, I want to read two verses. Hebrews chapter 11, I want to read in verse 21 and verse 22. Now, like I say, we've been preaching a series of messages out of this chapter, looking at those in the roll call of faith. Well, look in verse 21 tonight. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We just ask you tonight to help us. We just ask you to fill us up and that with the Holy Spirit tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd anoint us afresh. Lord, we ask tonight that needs might be met and that through the preaching hour. God, there's nothing I can do in myself, and I realize that. And God, I just pray that you'd move upon folks' hearts. And Lord, I know tonight that it's not only with the hearing of the ear, but with the Lord, with the hearing and that of the heart tonight. Would you please, and that touch somebody. God, we pray tonight that they might be lost, that they'd come and get saved. And God, we just ask tonight that you would just help the one that might have a need. Lord, that they'd move, God, and find some help. Lord, now touch us tonight while we preach. We'll thank you for all that you've done tonight and give you the glory for everything. Ask you to save that sinner that's nearest to you. Tell you that we love you. Meet with us now for these things in Jesus' name. We do ask and pray. Amen and amen. You'll be seated tonight. In Hebrews chapter 11, as we, like I said, we've been studying. And I always remember that we're looking at faith, at those of the patriarchs of the Old Testament that lived by faith. Now faith, as we've seen this morning in Sunday school in verse 1 of Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As I've said many times, it's not faith in our faith, and I think Brother Bud has said that many times in the past. It's not having faith in faith. It's not having faith in what we think God can do, but it's having faith in what we know God can do and in His Word. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, don't ever forget this. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you look in verse 3, when it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Listen tonight, we don't know anything else about the creation except by what the Word of God tells us. We take that by faith out of Genesis chapter 1, that it is the truth that God spoke these worlds into existence. When God fired back on nothing and spoke out into an oblivion, and God said, let there be light, the cosmic rays, or the cosmic, how can I put this? God's cloud rolled back out of heaven, and there was light. Amen. Sun wasn't created till the fourth day. Moon wasn't created till the fourth day. Stars wasn't created until the fourth day. But on the very first day, God said, let there be light. And boy, and you know what? It was. And by the faith of God, or through God, or by God, we believe that tonight. And we've seen about Abel and Enoch and Noah and all these men and Abraham, Isaac. And tonight we're going to see and that about Jacob. Now, I tell you what, a lot of times our faith gets weak and we get in a position to where our faith runs on empty. Does your faith ever run on empty? Mine does. I'm ashamed to tell you, my faith runs on empty sometimes. Wondering if God's going to come by. Wondering if what God said is true. And we pout and we cry a while. And wonder if God's going to show up. But I tell you tonight, we need to be like the disciples. I believe it was in the book of Luke, chapter 17, when they come to the Lord and said, Lord, increase our faith. And sometimes we need our faith increased. So we find that these men and women of the Old Testament lived by faith. As I've said at the very beginning, you'd think that we see the word faith a lot in the Old Testament. You see it two times. The Bible talks about in the book of Deuteronomy how that they were people without faith. I'm talking about the children of Israel, and they were, amen. And then I believe it was in the book of Habakkuk where it talked about how the just shall live by faith. One of Brother Roloff's favorite verses out of the Bible. Found out of the book of Hebrews when it talks about how the just shall live by faith. But we look here with Jacob, and the Bible says when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff. Now let me say, number one, first of all, as we look at the faith of Jacob, Jacob's life now is coming to an end. The Bible said that through faith or by faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, it's come to the end. It's time for him to cross over and that Jordan, and he's fixing to bless and that Joseph's two boys, Manasseh and Ephraim. And we find right here about Jacob. I want you to think about Jacob's life for just a minute. Everything that he went through. He deceived his father. We've seen that last week. He deceived his father and that for the blessing. He takes off down to his uncle Laban's house. And while he's down there, he meets Rachel. And falls in love with her and wants to marry her. Makes a deal with her daddy Laban to work for her for 7 years to marry her. And I got thinking about that. You work for that girl for 7 years. You better do this, son. That's the right answer. Amen. You smack him if he says no, okay? Amen. Hey, you better be willing to work. Hey, listen. But you know what happened? When he got done working them 7 years, Laban ended up giving him Leah. And for another 7 years, he works for Rachel. Boy, he must have loved Rachel, didn't he? I'd work for her for 14 years that he might marry her and have her as a wife. Hey, but listen, Laban takes advantage of him, changes his wages numerous times. Jacob finally has all that he can stand. He takes off and leaves. Gets down there to the city of Luz, I believe it was. And God changes his name to Israel. Meets with God down there, and God even touches him on his thigh and hollers it out. Listen, he ends up having 12 sons. And he loves Joseph. Joseph gets hauled off down into slavery. Jacob grieves just about all his life for Joseph. There ends up a famine in the land, sends him 10 sons down to Egypt because there's corn down there. They get down there and meet Joseph, and he ends up moving down to the land of Goshen in the land of Egypt. That's where we're at. Now, that was quick. I had to tell all that. But that's where we're at tonight. Out of everything, and I know I've been fast about that, but out of everything that Jacob went through, God seen fit right here in verse 21 to put him in the roll call of faith. He said, by faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning on the top of his staff. If you take your Bible tonight, I want you to go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 48. Genesis chapter 48, and we find this account in the Bible when Jacob is fixing to die. And we find the account when he blesses and that Joseph's two boys. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 48, and it begins to start in verse 1 and says, and it came to pass. Boy, I'm glad it's going to come to pass. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I told you this morning, I've been swapping licks with the devil, it seems like, for almost a year. I come out of revival, I've been thinking about that, how long I've been fighting this thing. And listen, after I come out of revival up there in the mountains almost a year ago, it seems like that I've just been a fighting him. But I got in the car Wednesday night. I don't know if my wife paid attention to this. But boy, just as soon as we got in the car, a song started. And the very first words of that song started with this, two shall pies. I like to shout it. I was needing something. I needed God to come by where I was. And you may not make that's a whole lot. But boy, that helped me on the way here. It may not have helped me by the time I got here, but it helped me for that little bit of time. Amen. You ever been there? It helped you for a few minutes. It may not have helped you for a long time, but it helped me for a few minutes when that song started out. And this too shall pass. I thought, praise God. So in verse 48, I encourage you to always underline it when it says, and it came to pass. After these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took him to his two sons. Let me go back and read that. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon his bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and bless me, and said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful, multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting position. Let me stop right here for just a minute. And I want you to see the promise that was first of all made to Jacob. Hey, can I tell you, Jacob got the same promise that Abraham got. And Jacob got the same promise that Isaac got. And now right here, Jacob has his promise given to him. He said, the Lord's told me that he's going to make me fruitful. He's going to multiply me. And he's going to make me a multitude of people. Hey, listen, I want you to understand something. All Abraham ever knowed when he died was the fact that he had had Isaac. Remember, God counted all the promises through Isaac. He knew that he had Isaac. But he didn't know much of nothing else. And all Isaac knew that he had was that he had Jacob. He might have seen some of Jacob's boys come along, but by this time, Jacob's began to see something. What are you talking about? I believe when they come down out of the land of Canaan up there and come down the land of Goshen, I believe there was at least 72 souls and that come with Jacob. He knew something that was a little different. It was just a few years ago, he had had 12 boys, one daughter, and here we are. And so God has made some promises to Jacob. He had already begun to see them come to pass. You say, well, what does all that matter? Just like with Abraham and just like with Isaac. Hey, I'm going to tell you, it's easier to have faith. The more we see God move, it's easier to have faith and trust in God. When we've seen him move on many occasions, hey, it's easier to know that God is real and God will move for us when we've seen him do it before. Hey, you know why it's so important, you mom and dads, to put the Word of God, you Sunday school teachers, put the Word of God in your kids, in your children. Listen, they ain't probably never tried God. Hey, I don't know, maybe they have. I don't know. Hey, but I'm going to tell you, when they're little and they've not leaned on God, maybe like you have, they need them stories out of the Bible. I know that God's real. They need that stuff. Hey, the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the still same God that we serve today. He ain't changed not one bit. Boy, I'm feeling good tonight. Thank God for that. Hey, listen, God said, I'll make you fruitful, I'll multiply you, I'll make you a multitude of people, and under your seed I'm going to give this land. Boy, they've been fighting over that little piece of dirt over there for a long time, ain't they? And I mean, hey, I'm going to tell you today, if the Palestinians could take what little piece of ground Israel's got right now, they'd do it in a heartbeat. Amen. But listen, God has given them far more than what they've got today. How do you know, preacher? Because he said for an everlasting possession. Amen. Everlasting possession. It's theirs. It's theirs in the new millennium as far as I'm concerned. Amen. I believe that in the new earth, Israel's going to inherit this thing. I ain't inheriting this thing. I've got the new city, Jerusalem, amen. But I ain't inheriting. Israel's got it. All of Israel's promises are earthly. But I want you to look. Listen, you need to try God. Jacob had tried God. He knew what God can do. He knew what God can do. But I'm going to tell you, Psalms 34, David said, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth. There's that faith in him. Look in verse 5. All right, Jacob told Joseph what God said to him over there. Hey, you can go back. Ain't it in Genesis 28? Genesis 20. Let me back up here. I want to read that promise that God gave. And it's just five verses. Look in verse 10. Jacob. Look in Genesis. Ain't no book of Jacob. Amen. Is it verse 10? Yeah, here it is. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted off a certain place and tarried there all night. Because the sun was set. And he took the stones of the place and he put them there for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and that shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Where have we heard that at? We've heard that many times, given to Abraham and given to Isaac. But I want you to see, listen, he knew God was keeping his promise. But look in verse 5. And now thy two sons, now he's telling Joseph, and now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt. Now look what he said, are mine. He said, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. You know what Jacob said? You know what Israel said right here? He said, them two boys right there that you've had down in the land of Egypt, they're mine. Now he goes on to tell him all the ones that you have after this, they're yours. But these two boys right here are mine. Now I don't know why he said that. I don't understand why God allowed him to do that. But in the foreknowledge of God, Jacob knew some things.
Amen.
What are you talking about? You get over there and you look, when the nation of Israel gets numbered in the book of Numbers, guess what tribes are getting numbered out? Ephraim and Manasseh. You don't have a tribe of Joseph, not in the book of Numbers, and you don't have a tribe of Levi when they get counted, and that to divide up the property, because the Levites was giving the cities out into the suburbs out there, because they were not going to till the ground. Remember, their job was to maintain there at the tabernacle and at the temple to do their job. Listen, God didn't give them a piece of ground. Look in the book of Joshua. Hey, you can go over there and look. He said, Joshua 14, for the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore, they gave no part in the Levites in land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. Hey, it wasn't the Levites' job and that to till the ground and to work the ground. It was to work and that in the temple. And so we find right here that, listen, there was always 12 tribes. If you go over to the book of the Revelation, the only time that I could find a tribe of Joseph mentioned is when that 144,000 is sealed over there in the book of the Revelation, and you'll find out that it says over there, it talks about the tribe of Manasseh and the tribe of Joseph, the tribe of Dan, at that point is cut off, and that for idolatry.
Amen.
And so Jacob lays claims to Joseph's two boys. I don't know why not Reuben's boys or Simeon's, but to put them together and call him Reuben. But see, I don't know why he didn't take none of them other boys. Why he didn't take any other grandchildren. But listen, I'm going to tell you, there was something special about Joseph.
Amen.
One of the greatest types in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Was it some 160 types, 163 types? Can't remember. I'd have to go back and look and count that we can see the Lord Jesus in Joseph. And so here's what happens. Joseph gets his boys and gets them up through there. And verse 6, and thy issue which thou begettest after them shall be thine, and thou shalt be called, and shall be called after their name, after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, they are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph, but boy, he was tickled to death, wasn't he? Boy, I'm telling you, poor old Jacob, Israel didn't believe nothing that them 11 boys had anything to say to him when they come back out of the land of Egypt. And he said, oh, that Joseph was alive. They come up there and said, Joseph's alive. He's second command down here in the land of Egypt. He didn't believe them. But boy, the Bible said, when them wagons come rolling in,
amen,
to haul them all back down in the land of Goshen down there, that's when his spirit revived within him. And he knew that he was going to see Joseph again. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees. So we see how little these boys were. And he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, toward Israel's left hand. He got to understand now Ephraim's youngest. And Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head. So he took his right hand and he laid it over here. He took his right hand and laid it over here, you see. And the Bible says what? Then what does it say? Who was the younger in his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly. Wasn't no chance here. That means that Israel, Jacob, knew what he was doing. Amen. When he done it. Look right here. For Manasseh was the firstborn. First blessing in verse 15. And he blessed Joseph. We look over that a lot of times. The Bible said, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life along this day, unto this day. Boy, I tell you, ain't that him tonight? Boy, I got studying more and more on God's grace on the way here tonight. Man, I'm telling you, it's just good. God's grace is amazing. Man, it's amazing. Every one of us ought to be burning in hell tonight. Man, but by His marvelous grace, boy, what do we deserve tonight? What do we deserve of His grace? Boy, think about what the Apostle Paul said in having food and raiment. He said, therewith be content.
Amen.
Boy, I've got far more food and raiment tonight.
Amen.
Whew. Yeah. Man, I get to think about God's grace. He's so good. My, He's so good to me.
Yeah.
Whew. He said, the God which fed me all my life along unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, he said, bless these lands. And let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac. Let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held his father's hand. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. Joseph was trying to move things around, wasn't he? And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he. And his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee shall Israel bless, shall all Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he said, Ephraim before Manasseh. So you go back to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And the Bible said, by faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. He lined them up the way, Joseph lined them up the way that he wanted them. But Jacob blessed them the way that he had got from God. Because the Bible said, by faith, he blessed these boys. Hey, how did he do that? By faith, God had to tell him some things. God had to enlighten him on some things and tell him that Ephraim's going to be greater than Manasseh. Both them boys are going to be something. They're going to be great in the multitude of the nation of Israel, but Ephraim's going to be greater. And so Jacob blessed them. And he knew this by faith. I want you to look what else. I believe the Bible tells us this also, that by faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon his staff. I believe by faith he worshipped. I believe by faith we worship tonight.
Amen.
We come in by faith. We worship by faith. Listen, can you imagine him? You know, worship is really when we get God on his throne where he belongs. We see him for who he is and see us for what we are. We were lost and undone, but he saved us. But we're only good in him. Amen tonight. Thank God for that. But then the Bible went on to say, after he worshiped at on his staff, by faith, Joseph, in verse 22, when he died, now here we got somebody else dying again, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. I come out of the study today to get me a drink of water, and I told my wife, I said, what is funny about Hebrews 11, when it talks about Joseph, it just talks about the faith that he had that they were leaving the nation of Egypt one day and take his bones. What do you mean that's all the Bible talks about in Joseph? Think about Joseph's life for just a minute. And we don't have a lot of time to spend on Joseph's life tonight, but think about how that he went out there to see them brothers working one day and told them about them dreams that he had been having. And said, boys, said, my sheaf arose and all yours bowed down toward mine.
Right.
And boy, they didn't like him for that. He was telling them that you're going to end up bowing down to me. Think about when they got so mad at him and they thought about killing him. They sold him off into slavery, and yet God took care of him. He got down there to Potiphar's house, and God, even though he was a light on, took care of him. When he got down to prison, how God seen him through all that, and God took care of him. That when he got over there and interpreted them dreams for the baker and the butler, and was forgotten in the prison house for another 2 years, how God took care of him. And then when he comes over there and interprets Pharaoh's dream, and he ends up there in the palace, second in command. And boy, you're talking about living a life that is full of faith. Joseph done that.
Right.
But yet, in Hebrews 11, you know what the Bible saw fit to tell us about his faith? By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Let's take your Bible and look in Genesis chapter 50. Now, I'm going to hurry, okay? I'm going to hurry. I know what time it is. Genesis chapter 50. And look in verse 24. We're down here at the end. Last chapter in the book of Genesis. And last three verses. Joseph is about to die. As a matter of fact, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. And God, now watch this. And God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to who? To Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Now you need to be paying attention because we're going to look at something real fast just here in a second. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. And Joseph died being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. He knew, Joseph knew some things. By faith, Joseph, as he was dying, talked about them leaving the land of Egypt. Listen, Joseph was not concerned. Let me see how I can put this tonight. Tonight, Joseph was not concerned about his earthly pilgrimage, but he was concerned and that about the promise that God had made to him. He was, listen, all that he had lived by faith was one thing, but he said there was a promise out there one day after a while, you're not going to be here forever. You may be here for a while, but you ain't going to be here forever. Listen, there is a promise out there. Hey, church, we're not going to be here forever. There is a promise of a better day, a great day. Hey, listen, I'm glad. Hey, that's the promise that I'm looking for. Amen. I'm living by faith, but I'm leaning on the faith of God of that day out yonder. Amen. Man, I love that day. Joseph simply believed what God had told him. They didn't cremate him. It would have been easier to carry him around if they cremated him. But they carried that body. They carried them bones around. Hey, listen, Bible said in the book of Exodus chapter 13, after 400 years, for 430 years, children of Israel's down in the land of Egypt, 30 years they spent pretty good down there, and 400 was in captivity. But you know, in Exodus 13, when they come up out of the land of Egypt, Bible said Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence from you. Now, Moses takes them. Joshua chapter 24. It's been over 40 years. Remember, they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years over there. You don't think about this, do you? Do you know for 40 years they carried them bones of Joseph's right around with them? When they circled that mountain day in and day out, year in and year out, when they circled it, guess what? Joseph was a-going with them. And the Bible said in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 32, and the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of the land of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Joseph, you know the promise he was concerned with? Leaving the land of Egypt. You know the promise you ought to be concerned with? Leaving out of here today.
Amen.
Going to leave. I want to show you something. Take your Bible and go back to Hebrews 11. I'm going to get ready to close. We need to live a life of faith, and we know that we can live a life of faith, trusting the Lord. And we do it in this earthly pilgrimage. And we've seen God move. I've seen God move. I don't know if you have, but I've seen God move and work in my life. I want you to look as the Bible talks about in verse 13. Now in verse 13, you have to go back to verses 8, 9, and 10 to know who verse 13 is talking about. And the Bible said these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Who's that talking about? If you go back and look, it's talking about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Sarah. And I believe you could just about fit Joseph in there. But the Bible said these all died in faith, not having received the promises. What promises? God had promised them a multitude. God had promised them to have their seed as the dust of the earth, as the stars, as the multitude of the stars that are in heaven. God told Abraham, said, if you look up to heaven and you number the stars, that's how great your seed's going to be. And they're going to get this piece of ground over here. But you know, when Abraham died, hadn't seen it.
That's right.
When Isaac died, hadn't seen it. Sarah died, hadn't seen it. Jacob died, hadn't seen that. The Bible said these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them. You know, that's the same way in my life. Now listen, I've not seen the Lord face to face.
Amen.
But there's come a day I'll see Him face to face.
That's right.
My faith will end in sight. I think about them old timers, them dear old saints of God that died and went on, that believed in the rapture, that knew that Jesus was not going to leave them here. I know that their body's not going to be left here. And you know what? He's going to keep good on that promise one day.
Yes,
the Bible says that He's not only coming for us, that He's going to bring them with Him. And those that have died in Christ, the Bible said, shall rise first. Hey, listen, they're going to be reunited back together and have a body that's like Christ. Hey, I'm going to tell you, have a new body. Amen. Hey, reckon why Joseph didn't want his bones left down the land of Egypt.
That's right.
Think about that. That preached for a little while, won't it?
Amen.
Amen. You think God's going to leave them dear old saints' bones down here in the land of Egypt?
Yeah. Come on.
Somebody hadn't even thought of that, had you? I didn't think about it till here a while back, about 6 months ago. Listen, when I die, I'll die in faith, trusting the Lord. But if I die before the rapture, then I know that that promise is out there somewhere.
Amen.
I know it's out there somewhere. I know that new city, Jerusalem, is out there somewhere. Hey, you know what they were looking for? The Bible said that they all died in faith, embracing the promises of God, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, for that they say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. And boy, ours is.
Right.
By faith, we're seeking a country.
Yes.
Boy, I'm telling you, if you're saved, you get to die in faith tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, that tickles me.
Yes.
Going to die trusting Him.
Amen.
What are you going to die with?
Yeah. Come on.
What are you going to die with? Listen. Having something good to live by. Having something to live by is good. But you've got to have something to die by. Whew. These all died in faith. Boy, I'm glad when it's my time to go, I'll die in faith. Believing and trusting Him. Putting my hope in Him, the one that came and died for me so that I might be saved.
Mm.
Boy, all I can think about right now is, boy, when it comes time to cross Jordan,
yeah,
I'll not have to cross alone.
Yeah, praise
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Boy, I'm glad. I'm glad we can have faith in the Lord and trust Him. All these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but seen them afar off. Never seen heaven, but I've seen it afar off. Never been there. Boy, I'm glad it's real tonight. Let's bow our heads tonight.